Om Shanti. Good morning. Today in our interview session, we have Brother Haridat from Trinidad. Brother Haridat in his Gyan from 1979. On behalf of everyone, warm welcome to Brother Haridat. So, first of all, we want to know that how you come in Gyan and how your that journey started.
Om Shanti. I came into knowledge in 79, as Brother said. I was still going in school, high school, technical school especially. And we had a Hindu group going on, you know. And we had a Diwali celebration. That was in October 1979. And Sister Himlata, some of you all must have known her. She's supposed to be here also for this retreat. She came and gave a lecture on Diwali, and the group leader of the Hindu group in the school, he decided to take up the opportunity which Sister invited us to go to the center for the 7 days course, and it was about 15 of us who went. It was on a Friday that we started, and of the 15, I am the only one that remained of the 15. So this is how I came into knowledge. But before coming into knowledge, my uncle, who was already in knowledge, he kept saying that he would carry me to a satsang. But he never got to carry me, but Sister Himlata was the instrumental. So this is how I came into knowledge.
What you like the most in Baba's Gyan? How you got the faith that that's the true knowledge?
Well, in bhakti itself, there was a lot of chanting, puja, and a lot of work you have to do this puja, right? And we used to also do this puja once every year. And I had a dislike for it too. And, you know, the singing and the chanting and so on, I did not like that too. I liked the peace and the quiet. And when Sister Himlata invited us to go to the center, when we went to the center, Didi Suresh was in Trinidad. So I took the course from Didi Suresh. And when I went to that center, the peace itself that was generated, that really attracted me. So I felt comfortable with the peace itself. Probably her meditation in that short time she was there created that environment for me to be comfortable. And I like the peace more, rather than the knowledge.
So your first experience of Madhuban and meeting with Baba. First, in which year you come to Madhuban?
It was in 1982. It was Christmas Eve day in Trinidad that we left Trinidad. And we reached here in Madhuban on the 31st of December. 1982. And I would take it as a fortune, because next to meditation hall was Brother Nirvai room, and next to Brother Nirvai room there was another room, and it was a big group of us from Trinidad at that time. I think about 10 or 11 brothers, and we got to stay in that room, and we started to meet Baba in the meditation hall, getting drishti and toli. But when the first actual meeting took place was in this building, Om Shanti Bhavan, when we were met like in groups then. And the Trinidad group went up on stage, and then Baba met individually one by one. And it was about 5 minutes meeting. And in that meeting, I had a chain around my neck, right, one of Baba's chain, and I put it on, and when I went to Baba, Baba told me that I am a knowledgeable and yogi soul, and I felt very fortunate to think that I had that chain, and with that he gave me that blessing. That was the first blessing that I got. And when he was given that toli, and you know, he stretched out his hand with that toli, I think it was Tosha at that time, and he put his hand in my hand, and immediately when he put that hand in my hand, I felt like I disappeared from this world and I just met Baba in the soul world, like soul to soul. And whatever Baba was saying, I could not really remember everything, but I only remember Gyani and Yogi soul. And that experience with that first meeting, that remained with me up to today. Every now and again, I keep recollecting on that meeting. I also had two other personal meetings with him, and it was 1985 that we came again, same Om Shanti Bhavan. But before that, I think there was one meeting in History Hall, because there was a big group in Meditation Hall, and I think Baba used to go in History Hall, and then the groups used to go there. So I think it was a fortune to be in Meditation Hall, History Hall, and then Om Shanti Bhavan. And then now Om Shanti Bhavan. So the second meeting in 1985, Baba told me, when meeting personally again, he told me that I'm a master on mighty authority. And I was very fortunate to have that meeting. And the third meeting was in 1988, personal meeting again. And he said that I have claimed the fortune for many, many births. And that was the last meeting that we had personally. After that was Long Shantivan, Tilhiti call now. And this is how I had a meeting and had faith with Baba. But before that, one faith with Baba. When this building was being constructed, Dari Gulzar, Dari Janki, Dari Prakashmani, they were planting plants on the side there. And I went up to the top there to take photographs of them planting the plants. And in my mind now, to have more faith that this is Baba's chariot, I said, Baba, if this is your chariot that you really come into, look up. And at that moment, I snapped the shot and Dari Gulzar looked up. And that created a bigger faith in me that this is Baba's given this knowledge.
So what do you think about the changing part of Avyakta Bhav Dada? When you came in Gyan in your first meeting, it was different. And now in Diamond Hall, in Shanti, it's totally different. So what do you feel?
Well, as I said, times are changing, meetings are changing. From then it was personal meeting. Then in Shantivan, we had to just the foreigners. There was the double foreigners in October season. And we used to just go up and take drishti from Baba. Right? And I remember one time that they laid out a white sheet and Baba used to walk in the hall also too. I remember that. And now that has changed also too. And now Baba is coming just to give more drishti, and especially on the 24th, Baba, he keep waving. And I'm looking at that as a signal again that, well, as I say, time is very short. And looking at the chariot too, the chariot is very weak, and Baba does not stay long again. And again in this meeting too, we use English and we have to have the headphone, right? And I put that headphone around my neck when we were here in Surya classes. And when Baba talk about giving the garland or the mala, I felt that he was talking to me because I had this around me already. So that sent a chill within me then. And I felt very, very fortunate. Well, I don't know what the next meeting will be, because to me, this was the first time that a meeting was postponed from one day to the next day, and especially Shiv Jayanti Day. I have never heard it postponed before. I know there were occasions, I think it was in 1987, that Baba said he was coming. The date was planned, but he did not come. Right? So the souls had to do meditation. So I'm not sure what is happening in the drama, but I know times is very, very close according to that signal. That is my opinion. Many, many souls have been saying that it's very short again. Right? So I think we really have to make very, very much effort.
As you shared, that time is very short. So how much short? How much years are left? What do you think? 5 years, 10 years, 2 years?
Because what I'm thinking that if the chariot does not is not strong enough again. And Baba said always in his murli that that is the last chariot he would take. He would not take another chariot again. So if the body is not well, and I think Sister Shilu was saying that the body is 91 years old, right? And is there just a matter of time again before, well, I don't want to say that is ascension of that body also, the soul of that body. And when that body is no more again, then Brahma Baba will take birth as Krishna, and then that role definitely will change again. And when that changes, then the world will have to change immediately in order to prepare for the golden age. So I'm not sure if it's this year or next year, but I'm thinking it could be this year. Because even in the world too, we are seeing so much changes happening. Especially even back in Trinidad, we are finding difficulty to get US money to come here. So in order to get money to buy my ticket to come here and to get money to spend here, I had to go almost every day in the bank, early morning, 8 o'clock, wait for money. Sometimes the money run out and it's only 200 US you could get per day. Sometimes they say 300 per month. So it's difficult to get money too. And even here now, when we come now, we can't spend the money too. Only 70 US per week. So I'm seeing it very, very close. This is my opinion.
So according to the time, what's your current efforts?
Well, listening to Sister Shilu on the 24th in Gyan Sarovar, she's saying that I heard it before, but I never take it on before. But she said that when Daddy Gulzar first came into knowledge, she went in a trance that even that first day, and she was so amazed to know that there's a Brahma up in the subtle region and there's a Brahma down in this physical world. And when she came back from that that trance or whatever, they were asked, she was asked what went on there, and she said that she saw another one just like him, and she was confused because she didn't know why there was one there and one down here. So when Brahma Baba heard that, he told her to go up and ask that one, who is he? And then when she went back, she asked, and that one said that he's the perfect one of Brahma Baba. So then Brahma Baba got the information then that he has to make effort to become like that, close to that. And every now and again he has to make more effort and go and ask Daddy Gulzar to go back and see how close he is coming to that. So hearing that, I am asking now Baba now, what effort, in my mind now I'm asking, Baba, what effort did you make at that final moment? So I'm trying to make that same effort in that way. I know I cannot do it here because I'm leaving today at 10 o'clock. But when I go back home, I'm going to make intense effort to try to become like what Baba wants. Because all of us also has a perfect form up there too, right? And we could just picture ourselves in that subtle region and ourselves in the physical and start making effort to become close to that. So this is my effort that I will make as soon as I go back home. I have started here too, but I will continue when I go back home.
So what do you mean by intense effort?
Well, just Baba had no example in front of him, like we have so many examples, and he just remembered Shiv Baba. So I will try to maintain that. See the seniors too, but remember Shiv Baba more, and Brahma Baba too.
How to remain happy in Brahmin life? How to keep the balance in our Brahmin life?
Well, actually, when I first came into knowledge, I was 79, and I saw the picture of Brahma Baba, and I saw that smile on him. I said, I want to keep that smile, just like him too. And then many, many different occasions, seniors would say that the deities always have that smile, and the devotees, when they go in front of them, they look to that smile to get some peace and happiness and virtues and whatever. So I try to maintain that happiness always. And even home too, I try to maintain that happiness and spread that vibration too. And even I work with government service in accounts, And even while walking to work too, I am trying to picture everyone, although they are not in knowledge, but to see them as souls too and sparkling too, so that they will get something and they will be invoked by Baba then to make some effort to come close to Baba and recognize that this is God, that He is here.
What do you do in your Lokik? What's your Lokik profession?
As I just said, I'm working in government service and accounts. Mm-hmm. I'm an accounts clerk.
So, you have any cherished moment of your this Brahmin life? Any cherished moment or your experience with Dadi Janki or Dadi Prakashmani or even with Didi?
Well, especially Dadi Prakashmani, right? When we used to go up stage, on the stage here in Om Shanti Bhavan, and we used to get told from her after class or meditation and so on, she used to point her finger, Trinidad, Trinidad. I cherish that moment. Because of everybody she remember, well, I would think me, Trinidad, Trinidad. I cherish that moment.
So any advice or any inspiration for our group to do intense effort?
Well, as I was saying that as the time is short now and Brahma Baba made that effort to become perfect, we also have to make that effort to become perfect and keep whatever you are doing, physical work or not work, you know, stay in that remembrance of Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba. I think this is the only thing that can help us now.
Okay. Lot of thanks to Brother Haridas. And since how long are you there in Trinidad? Because as your name indicates, you are from Indian origin. So since how long are you there in Trinidad?
Well, I was born in Trinidad. And although I'm looking Indian, I don't speak Hindi. I started to learn Hindi, but I reached the alphabet stage. And because of work and time and so on, just nobody speaks Hindi really in Trinidad as such. The older heads who used to speak Hindi and so on, very little Hindi, they are no more, they have left the body and so on. And I remember the first time, as I was sharing with you, that when I came in 83, we went to Peace Park. And that was not Peace Park as it is now, it was just an open ground. And I remember taking photos of Daddy Prakashmani playing cricket. She actually had the bat and playing with the ball and so on, right? And when time for lunch, and we went for lunch, because how I am looking, and I had a wrong cap, and my uncle had lent me a coat because it's cold here. I can't remember if it was a kind of grayish color. And when I went for that lunch, whoever was serving said, "No villagers." So I had to tell him that I am foreigner, I'm from Trinidad. And the next time when I, when we went for lunch or dinner or something upstairs where they served the dinner there, when I went with my plate, they said, "This is only for foreigners." And they sent me downstairs. So I had to explain to them that I am a foreigner, I'm not an Indian.
So how you manage that thing now? Are you become habitual for that, or you say continue to say it and that, "Oh, I am a foreigner, I am a foreigner"?
Well, sometimes I still have to say it now, and I have to remind them, "English, English," because every time they start speaking, Hindi, Hindi, Hindi. So I have to tell them, "English, English." And there's two occasions when I was leaving, we had to pass through Bombay airport to go back home, right? And on two occasions, they pulled me out of the line. And I had to show evidence that I'm a Trinidadian and not a Indian. So I look at that as from India, but my forefathers, my grandfather came from Jhansi, Tikamgarh, Jhansi, and my uncle and my cousin came and they visited, and the only thing that they wanted really was money, money, money. But we cannot afford that, right? And both my uncle and my nephew is no more physically, so that relationship is cut. But the still family is there, you know. And but I'm taking the information or taking the thought that when I go back, I will start learning more Hindi again. so that the next time I come, I can be able to converse in Hindi a little. Well, we'll see what the advice in Rama, but I will make some effort to learn Hindi.
Lot of thanks to Brother Haridas for accepting our invitation and sharing your wonderful experience with us. Om Shanti.
Thanks very much for allowing me to share too. Om Shanti.